This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Just over a week ago, a poll published in the Wall Street Journal revealed that most Americans see the American dream slipping away. Only a third of voters said the American dream holds true compared to a majority of American voters who said that in 2012. Derek Hunter argues in a recent column that the American dream is not dead. What is dead is most people's idea of what that phrase means. The poll defined the American dream as the proposition that anyone who works hard can get ahead, regardless of their background. He responds that the U.S. is not like Lake Wobegon, where everybody's above average. Instead, the American dream, he argues, is a shot at success at every level. The U.S. is still the land of opportunity, but it is that vision that is marred by the left-wing educational complex. He says white kids are taught that they've got all the advantages because of their skin color, and young black people are taught that the country is racist. But he argues that the true oppression in this country comes from so many people talking about oppression. You can't tell young people to work hard and get ahead if they reject the American dream and are convinced they can never succeed. He says young people have all been marinated in a culture of entitlement that denigrates the concept of earning. Even the concept of hard work is nearly dead because everyone wants to be Kim Kardashian now. He is convinced that this pervasive sense of entitlement is true oppression. There certainly are barriers to success and achievement, but you won't be successful if you refuse to work hard and use your God-given talents if you start with the flawed assumption that the system is rigged against you. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.